A bus carrying dozens of East Texas land and business owners traveled to Arlington Wednesday for the last public hearing before the Water Board makes its decision. Most have been battling for years to take the 70,000-acre Marvin Nichols Reservoir off the table as a future water supply.
The potential for job loss will cripple our economy beyond recovery.
Cass County Commissioner Paul Cothran told Water Board staff the reservoir would damage the natural environment. It would swallow up agriculture and timber property and result in the loss of thousands of jobs and millions in the tax base. Bill Ward, who owns a timber company based in Linden, said East Texas's paper mills are among the region's biggest employers, and at least one of the big mills will close if the reservoir is given a green light. Ward says his own business is already being affected.
We can't bring in new industry and new jobs because we have this hanging over our head. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
The state of Texas is divided into 16 regional water planning groups, each with its own list of water sources that could be developed. The Water Development Board folds the regional recommendations into one big state plan. So what do you do if two regions disagree? That's what's going on here. Region D, which plans for rural East Texas, where Marvin Nichols would be constructed, opposes the reservoir. Region C, which plans for Dallas-Fort Worth and its growing population, wants the reservoir kept as an alternative. Region C Chairman Jim Parks says the Metroplex doesn't have enough of its own water to keep up with growth.
There are a very limited number of possible water development options across the state of Texas. We know that the population is going to double in a very short period of time. And what we would like is the opportunity to simply have enough time to study and vet all the alternatives.
Park says leaving Marvin Nichols in the state plan doesn't mean it will be built, just that it will be considered. But Max Shoemake, a sixth-generation landowner who lives near the Sulphur River, doesn't believe that.
We've been misled, we've been bamboozled, we've been outright lied to.
Shoemake believes the Dallas-Fort Worth area has other water alternatives, but isn't willing to spend what it takes to develop them.
Region C is not interested in buying water. They want to take our land. They want to take our mineral rights. They want our oil and our gas and our 20-something foot of coal under our land back down at home.
Timber company owner Bill Ward says opponents are ready to take the next step if the state board decides planning should continue for Marvin Nichols. Ward says they'll sue the state board for violating the law that says agriculture and natural resources must be protected when water supplies are developed. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.